And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. A group of Oklahomans rallied outside the state capitol for what they say are unemployment payments the state is failing to make. A few dozen, mostly small business owners and other self-employed people, said the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission, or OESC, has left them completely broke in the middle of a pandemic.
Us Oklahoman self-employed people, aka us, have not gotten paid in 3 months, yo, and the timer keeps ticking.
A Facebook group used to organize the protest has over 1,000 members. Hundreds of posts there complain of being unable to receive any assistance at all from OESC. The agency says they're doing the best they can. Last month, Governor Kevin Stitt said he would fix the unemployment system. This week, though, he told reporters that he is not responsible and that state lawmakers are to blame. The governor appoints all 5 members of the commission overseeing OESC. An outbreak of COVID-19 has infected more than 100 inmates at the Comanche County Jail. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
Most of the prisoners who tested positive are reportedly asymptomatic. The situation has gotten so bad, the state health department ordered jail administrator William Hobbs not to take in any more prisoners.
Saturday, I got the order. A team shows up to assist us.
That team is made up of Department of Corrections staff. One of the options they're considering is moving people out of the overcrowded jail. It's unclear where they would take them. Hobbs says 7 of his staff who tested positive are at home in isolation. One staff member was hospitalized but is recovering. Less than 2 weeks ago, the jail had only found 30 positive cases. More infections were discovered as the health department ramped up testing at the jail. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Just under 5,400 Oklahomans are now confirmed to have been infected with COVID-19. The State Department of Health reports 5,398 cases and 288 deaths. Many public health experts have cautioned those numbers will continue to climb following Governor Stitt's reopen plan. The U.S. has now passed the 1.5 million mark for infections. A nice day today, mostly sunny with a high near 76, overnight low of 55, partly cloudy. Right now, fair skies, 54 degrees in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.